Why, Ground Control, why do we have that headline in front of my face right now? I tried naked yoga class with my workmates. Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out. You can't put that in front of me and not have me read it. Yes, doing downward dog was, oh Jesus. Okay. I slipped. Okay, we need music for this. Because we can't afford it, we're going to do royalty free music sax phone. Okay. Cause we need sexy music for this next one. Yes. Doing downward dog was awkward. Oh yes, this is gonna be good. No, that's not it. I want something. Oh yeah, baby! Oh yes, okay. Let's turn that down a little. Yes. Doing downward dog was awkward. I slipped out of the sanity bra slowly, one strap at a time. Next came a striped cotton underpants. Too childish, I wondered. Too late. The lights were low and the room was warm. The electronic hum of the air conditioner, the only noise except for the deliberate intake and outtake of my breath. Maybe this whole thing was a mistake, an impulsive more I would rather regret. We avoided eye contact, closing our eyes and waiting for a feeling that seemed right. It was our first time. Our night of naked yoga started out with something of a joke. My original intention was to publish an article on the psychology of nudism, but scientific research on the topic was scarce, and it seemed the only way to properly cover this touchy topic was to experience it firsthand. Besides, several people already had, disrobing, downward dogging, and sharing their experiences online. What has this show become, by the way? I just want to put that out there. While it seemed as none of the participants were permanently scarred, it appeared that everyone had gone solo, protected somewhat of their anonymity and anonymity. Oh god, my saxophone ended on that word, seriously? Soft saxophone. Oh, here we go. We got 2 hours of this. All right, there we go. There you go. We're stepping it back. All right. Who in their right mind would go to naked yoga class with someone they had to sit next to the next morning? I was curious about the consequences, and so my colleagues, Laura and Stephanie. Sophie. That's not Stephanie, that's Sophie. Alright. God, this article is long, kids. Right? Alright. Turns out I actually made a clothed appearance at the same studio once before when I tried Kundalini yoga. This time, our instructor, Sydney Rofkin, greets us all with a hug, the real kind that lasts longer than perfunctionally a few seconds. We made our way up to a small room on the third floor, where the rest of the space seemed to be taken up by corporate offices. But this is really long. She said, no. A total of 9 people, both men and women, showed up to the class that day. Rufkin caps the class at about 11, so there was enough room for everyone to lie out a mat with a comfortable space between them. While the regulars chatted and laughed from still clothed lotus position, I wondered how Laura and Sophie would hate me if I bolted right then. Rubkin kept asking questions, nodding and smiling reassuringly, but every time I tried to answer, I encountered a big, dry lump in my throat. Then, somehow, it happened. Okay, I need non. I just realized I need. Okay. No, that's. God, this has gone down a dark territory with the. Okay, hear me, that's better. Okay. Then it happened. Okay, where am I? Laura took the plunge first, gracefully removing one article of clothing after another. I followed until it was just me and my birthday suit on a flimsy purple mat. We went around instructing ourselves, and each person shared with the group something they were feeling, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The first pose is boring. Okay. After the class, the group of nine dressed stood around chatting in the dim lighting. It's the society we're brought up in, one grey haired man told us. What we did tonight is considered shameful. We nodded. Oh, here we go. The next morning, I'm gonna pause that video. The next morning, I saw Sophie and waved. There was no blushing, or hugging, or stripping. In fact, she barely looked up from her laptop to wave back. Sure, we all bonded it, but it was much the same kind of closeness we'd formed sat next to each other on the elliptical. The naked part was just not a big deal. Oh, yes. Okay, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, generic live show with Dale Campbell. Alright. Did you guys not put that article in because. Okay, I'm gonna give myself this. Wow. Okay. Interpretive reading. Wow. What a. I might have to put an adult warning on this. Actually, that wasn't too bad. I just wanna put that out there. That wasn't too bad. But second of all, naked yoga. Ooh, naked yoga. I don't know why it's just sending shivers up my spine. Wow, that is. You know, you see something that catches your attention, you just have to go with it sometimes, and I have no words. So, therefore, we're going to take a commercial break. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, we're going to take our wishful thinking much, our weekly look at the Trump Tracker to see what good old Mr. Trump has been up to in the last 7 days as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Hopefully I can regain my composure during the commercial breakers. Wow, the show has gone off the rails as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. It's 9:51.